Brought to you by DK Audio.
DK Audio presents Getting It Done When You're Depressed, 50 Strategies for Keeping Your Life on Track by Julie A. Fast and John D. Preston. Read by Stephanie Cannon. Introduction. Getting Started. When you read my bio in the back of this book and see my career accomplishments, you might think I no longer have depression, and that must be why I can write and work successfully. Unfortunately, that's not the case. I still live with depression. However, the key is that I've learned to work through my depression instead of letting my depression rob me of my ability to work or otherwise get things done. In reality, I can only work about half the time other people work. I can't do a 9-to-5 job, and I get worn out if I spend too much time focusing on a large project. As a result, I have had to learn to be much more productive when I work. I have had to teach myself certain strategies, which I outline for you in the following pages, for working through my depression enough to function, and enough to get things done even when I'm depressed. Once I freed myself from the limitations of depression, I was able to create a system that works for me. Depression may take over my mind, but it doesn't have to take over my actions. I have a lot of tough days, and I would love to have depression out of my life permanently. But until then, I'll continue to use the strategies in this book to get things done. You can change your life. Getting things done forms the basis of your daily life. You constantly have to take care of yourself and others, family, friends, and pets. Work, eat, drive, create, collaborate, meet deadlines, make decisions, give and receive love, tend to your health, manage your money, and so very much more. And all this takes energy. But depression robs you of this energy. And along with it, depression often strips away the hope and belief that you'll ever get it back. That's why it's so essential that you have a plan in place for getting things done despite your down mood. I've been there. I know what you're going through. And the good news is that I have a plan that will help you. As impossible as it sounds, and no matter how depressed you are, you can create a plan to get things done when you're depressed. It isn't easy, and it takes time to create your own system. But it's worth it when you can get into bed at night and feel good about yourself and what you've accomplished. When you think of your options, getting things done versus quitting jobs, rarely finishing projects, always feeling guilty and sad, and in general, not believing in your own abilities, the choice is clear. You want to get things done. The strategies in this book help you do just that. Explore your depression history. Before you get started with the strategies in this book, it helps to explore a few areas to really uncover the role depression plays and has played in your life. Life has a way of getting away from you when you're depressed. By realistically examining your past, you can have a better idea of what you want for your future. First, think about what happens when you don't get things done. Which of the following problems have you experienced because of depression? Relationship problems. Lack of self-confidence. Wondering why things are so hard for you while they seem so effortless for others. Looking back on your life and feeling shame for all the time you've wasted. Now, think about what others say to you. Ask yourself which of these comments sound familiar. If you just sat down and did it, you wouldn't have so many problems. You have a family. It seems to me that you should work harder to make sure they're okay. God, it's just doing the dishes. You have so much talent. It's a shame that you just waste it. Perhaps most important when you struggle with depression, we can sometimes be our own harshest critics. Think about what you say to yourself. Ask yourself which of the following things you've thought or said. I'll never get my act together. I've been like this for so long. I can't see anything changing soon. I just don't know what I want to do. If I knew that, I would just do it instead of sitting around. I really want to change, but it's like all the air goes out of my balloon as soon as I sit down to do something. The effects of depression can seem endless, They can affect your life in every area and make you feel that things will never get better. And unfortunately, some people don't see depression as an illness and can say hurtful things. But the main problem is how you treat yourself. When depression takes over and you say the same hurtful things to yourself as others say to you, it's difficult to get better. When you start getting things done, that negative self-talk can turn into more positive talk, and that's just what you need. Getting it done isn't just about work. Most of us have to work to earn a paycheck to support ourselves and our families. But working is only part of what you have to do during the day. And working is only one of the many tasks that might feel utterly impossible to accomplish when you're depressed. The saying, "Start where you are," is very useful here. For some people, getting things done really does mean getting out of bed in the morning and at least going through the motions of the day. For others, getting things done may be finishing work projects or studying for an exam. You just have to get started doing something. Chances are, that something will lead to something else, and so on. And before you know it, you'll have a few things checked off your to-do list. Depression is physiological. Picture this scenario. Your partner walks into your room and sees you lying in bed, crying. He walks up to you and puts his hand on your head. "You're burning up," he says. Then he hears you cough. "Oh no, that sounds terrible. And you just told me you can't breathe very well. You need to go to the doctor."
"No, I'm not that bad," you say. "I just need to rest and get better."
"What are you talking about? This is dangerous. You might have pneumonia. I'm taking you to the doctor right now."
Now, picture this scenario. Your partner walks into your room and sees you lying in bed, crying.
"What's wrong?" he asks. "Why are you still in bed? It's so dark in here. You really need to get up and do something. You've missed work 3 days this week."
You start to cry and say, "I just can't seem to get better. I don't want to live like this anymore."
"I don't know how to help you," he says, scared and or frustrated. "I don't know what you need. You just need to get up so you can get better."
You continue to lie there, filled with despair because you don't have the energy or the desire to get up. He walks out of the room. Even though it's often not seen this way, depression is a physiological illness that needs to be treated as compassionately and as successfully as any physical illness. No matter whether your depression is the result of a certain recent event, or if your depression has been around for years, the fact is that your brain is not functioning correctly because of changes in brain chemicals. You need to do all you can to get better, just as you would if you had pneumonia or some other physical illness. How to use technology wisely. We continually introduce new technology into our lives with a few regulations and no training on how to use technology in a healthy way. The result has been an explosion of many wonderful opportunities. But at the same time, there are many situations and circumstances where technology is detrimental to mental health. Just think of visiting any comment section, and you can see the positives and the negatives very quickly. The goal of the social media section is to help you determine what works for you around social media and what you might want to change in order to reach your goals. How the strategies in this book work. You already know you're depressed, and you're probably trying to get better in a variety of ways. But what do you do while you're trying and the depression is still around? You take action. That's what this book is about, taking action. And that's what the strategies in this book help you do. The strategies help with work, home life, school, and relationships. And they enable you to take action, even when that feels impossible. When you take action and fight back, you can get things done. You just need tools that are stronger than depression. There's a person without depression inside you. This is the real you, the you outside the illness. The strategies in this book teach you to override depression so you can act like the real you, the person who can get things done. This is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?